Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, January 4th, 2018. After the escape of 9 detainees from Berlin's prison system within a few days, Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Green Party rejected the opposition's demands for his resignation. The senator said in the Plötzensee prison on Wednesday that the focus is now on clarification, referring to 4 prisoners who escaped from the confinement of the prison, one of whom has since returned, and, a short time later, the escape of 5 men incarcerated over small offenses. The Green politician announced that an external commission will be set up this week to investigate the causes of the more severely incarcerated escapees from the closed prison system. In addition, a vulnerability analysis by a security office will start in January. Behrendt emphasized with regard to demands of his resignation that the analysis is now in the spotlight and everything else does not concern him at the moment. The CDU opposition has rated the 9 escapes in 5 days as a, quote, unique scandal in justice history. Criticisms of Behrendt also come from the SPD coalition partners' ranks. Business paper The Economist has published a lengthy piece on why Berlin fails in economic development. As Berlin Briefing also reported previously, Germany's GDP would be 0.2% higher if Berlin was left out of the calculation. Other European capitals, like Paris and London, are quite the opposite. The average Brit would be 11% poorer and the average Frenchman almost 15% poorer if these capitals would be left out of the GDP calculation. The reason is the long isolation of Berlin from the rest of Germany after World War II. Before the war, Berlin was an industrial hub, but many industries had to move away during the Cold War. When unification came, the companies had settled to other locations and had no incentives to come back to Berlin. The free space was used by artists and bohemians who enriched Berlin as a cultural space but paid little tax. However, there is a bright light. Berlin is the second biggest tech and startup hub after London, and tax income is growing along with the population. Nevertheless, The Economist sees massive failures and dysfunctions by local authorities regarding budget spending and essential infrastructure projects running far behind schedule. The most prominent examples are the new BER airport, which has been delayed for more than 6 years, and police have not only given up collecting fines worth tens of millions of euros, but also failed to keep tabs on terrorist Anis Amri. Problems in administration are moved around between the districts or only tinkered with at the edges instead of attempting full-scale reforms. The Economist also sees a problem in the mentality of Berlin's inhabitants. The Hauptstadt's historic anti-capitalist and anti-technocratic attitude, quote, makes people deeply suspicious of anything that looks too much like efficiency and competence. Thomas Cook, the tourism group, will now also be involved in the insolvency of Air Berlin. The British company will take over the subsidiary Air Berlin Aviation, as announced by Air Berlin on Wednesday. The airline is still in the process of being established and has no aircraft of its own. It will soon receive an approval for flight operations, however, and launch 6 aircraft, which are to take off in the summer schedule for the German Thomas Cook airline Condor. The Frankfurt-based company is already looking for 85 pilots and, through a staff subsidiary, around 210 flight attendants. The acquisition represents a very good growth opportunity for Thomas Cook and Condor, a spokesman explained. The number of flights on short and medium-haul routes from Germany will increase by 20% compared with the summer of last year. Road traffic in Berlin is increasing, but the number of fatal accidents is falling. According to police, 34 people died last year in traffic accidents in the capital, the lowest figure for decades. Comparatively, in 2016, 56 traffic fatalities occurred. The lowest figure in recent years so far was 37 in 2013. The official statistics with all accident figures from road traffic will be presented by the police this spring. Most deaths last year were among pedestrians, 13 of whom died. In addition, 9 cyclists, 5 motorcyclists or scooter drivers, and 5 car drivers or other occupants were killed. 2 deaths are recorded in the statistics under Other, which can be drivers or occupants of trucks, buses, or quads. Like other major cities, Berlin is generally safer when it comes to road traffic. Although there are many accidents, most of them cause only cosmetic damage to vehicles due to low speeds. In landlocked areas with dangerous country roads, however, significantly more people die in relation to the number of inhabitants. The BVG has started a procurement process for a new tram line between Alexanderplatz and Potsdamerplatz, which are two of the busiest squares in the city. The project has been discussed for more than 20 years, and there are still some hurdles to cross before it can start. For example, the Mühlendammbrücke in the Nikolaiviertel is currently not usable for tram traffic and needs to be replaced. The decision for this has to be taken by the Senate administration and has not been made yet. It would also mean the end of a Berlin tourist attraction. The Boulevard of Stars on the median of Potsdamer Straße would disappear. In a second update, the BVG announced that the U5 will be interrupted for construction work. Between January 8th and April 8th, the line will be shortened and only service between Hünau and Strasburger Platz. Commuters that want to get to Alexanderplatz need to take a replacement bus from Strasburger Platz. The construction is necessary as new signals, deflectors, and tracks have to be installed. Also, the extension of the U5 towards Brandenburg Gate will be worked on. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other great Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.